Well, now we have to discuss the company of the year and the least favorite company of the year. Earlier in the month, we talked about the Yahoo Finance company of the year. That was Microsoft. Now, Ethan Wolfman is here to tell us about the worst company of the year. Now, Ethan, to be sure, we don't pick this one. Our users do.
No,
But it's an
we
interesting
don't.
one.
I suppose to pass the buck a bit, but really to kind of take the temperature of the market and our readers, we poll and we ask with an open-ended survey, what is the worst company of the year? And we get a lot of really interesting responses. And of course, we always ask why. And it may or may not surprise you, but it is Facebook slash Meta. We had some people actually referring to it by its new name, which was, I suppose, exciting for the company, but also a sign that the rebranding may not bury all of the issues for it. And what I found, the most interesting about this is that the criticism of the company came from all sides. There were criticisms from the right, from the left, from the center, and it really it was not spared in any way. Over-policing, under-policing, misinformation, not enough free speech, as well as, Frances Haugen, the whistleblowers, allegations that it knowingly did very bad things for, body image, for people in mental health, especially teen girls. And so all of this, I think, contributed as well, obviously, as one of the most important things for many of our audience members, which is the stock price. Now, if you look at the year to date, it's up. Very nicely, I think 25%, 20%. However, when you remember that the S&P 500 is also up around that 25%, it doesn't look quite as good. It's sort of matching the market. And when you look at the chart over time, we see that it had this nice high in September and is down significantly since then. So I think, from all of these facets, people are a bit irked with the company right now.
Ethan, it's very likely they Meta, Facebook, they can win this award for the next decade. Their problems are only going to continue to get worse here. I can't see a company knocking them off anytime soon. I mean, this is just an award you don't want.
That's true, Brian, but you have to remember that there's a deep well of mediocrity and issues in the market, and there are really so many companies that perform at not performing or at least making people very mad. Look at number two this year was Alibaba, which looks like a 50% drop year to date. Ouch, that really upsets some investors. AT&T struggling. Nikola, which was our winner last year, really having problems again this year. So I mean, Facebook, Meta may take GE won twice in a row. So you really never know what's going to happen. Could be Meta next year. It could be Meta's quote unquote first time, depending on whether you actually recognize this name change yet, as only some of our readers do. But always very interesting to hear what they have to say.
Yes, it is. At least when they keep it polite, which hopefully they did in this case. Ethan
They sort of
Wolfman,
did.
thank you very much. Meta, the worst, quote unquote, company of the year, according to Yahoo Finance users and readers.